Professor and air quality specialist and director of the CLEAR Center at UC Davis, Frank Mitlerner joins us again today to talk a little bit about livestock and emissions. Now, a new white paper was published recently detailing how beef and dairy production could reach climate neutrality in the next 30 years, which is a really interesting topic and something we've talked about a bit before. But before getting into some of the details of the paper and how that might be achieved, I thought it would be good to sort of break down a part of this paper where you differentiate some of the language there. For example, carbon neutral versus climate neutral versus net zero. So what sets these things apart? They all sound pretty similar. And so what are some of the differences there and which would be the most appropriate to apply when talking about dairy and beef production?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, in general, all sectors of society need to get to a point where they don't add additional warming to our planet. Okay, the fossil fuel related sectors such as transportation, so that's cars, trucks, trains, planes, ships, as well as power production and use and so on, they all have one thing in common, and that is that they use oil, coal, and gas that was stored in the ground for a long, long time. And then that fossil fuel is burned. And when it's burned, then it releases carbon, in particular CO2, carbon dioxide. And that CO2 stays in the air for 1,000 years. Now, beef and dairy and other livestock are very different. Their main greenhouse gas is not CO2, carbon dioxide, but their main greenhouse gas is methane. And that's where it becomes interesting, because methane is a potent greenhouse gas. And that's really true, but it's also a very short-lived greenhouse gas. I call it the fast and furious. So it only has a lifespan of about one decade. And during that one decade, it's very potent, but then it's gone, then it's destroyed. And because of that, the beef and dairy sector, they don't have to go to net zero. They don't have to reduce all greenhouse gases down to zero. What they have to do is they have to reduce their methane. And that methane is so important, because when they reduce the methane, then that will counteract some of the other greenhouse gases they produce. And so for beef and dairy, what is the goal is really to reach the point by which they don't affect the climate in a negative way. And that is the point of climate neutrality. So to sum this up, the fossil fuel sector needs to reach carbon neutrality to become climate neutral. But for beef and dairy, what's needed is that we reduce methane in a meaningful way, anywhere between 20 to 40%. And at that point, we'll become climate neutral.
And that's something I definitely wanted to drill down on, just because it's important to get the phrasing correct when we're talking about these types of climate issues. Because like you said, not all emissions are created equal there. So as part of this paper, it sort of details how the industry might be able to get there by 2050 by making some improvements along the way. I mean, it's not a light switch that the industry can just kind of turn on and get there. It's going to take some systematic improvements over time, and it's going to require some incremental improvements to get to that goal of 2050.
Well, indeed, we have a story to tell here in California that's unique, because we have a very ambitious goal set by the California legislature, and that is to reduce methane by 40%, 40, and that reduction has to occur within the next 10 years, and that's law. At first, our farmers thought that's not achievable, but the state actually had a surprise, and that surprise was that the state will not use the cane approach of rules and regulations and fines to get those farmers to reduce methane, but instead they used the carrot approach of financially incentivizing these reductions. And as a result, the dairy industry has made very meaningful investments, particularly in and around manure management. The most important one is the construction of so-called covered lagoons. That's a cover over the animal manure storage areas. They're called lagoons. When you cover them, then the gases that normally would go into the air are now trapped. And that gas mixture is called biogas. Over half of that is methane. That biogas is trapped and then converted into a fuel type for vehicles. And this fuel type is called renewable natural gas. And this conversion of dairy biogas to fuel is considered the most carbon negative fuel type there is. And that's a good thing. It sounds negative, but it's not. It's a good thing because you pull carbon out of the air. And that is strongly financially incentivized by the state of California. Now, to sum this up, if you are a dairyman and you capture the biogas by using a covered lagoon and you convert that into fuel for vehicles such as semi-trucks, then you receive credits called the low carbon fuel standard credits, and they are very significant. So there's a financial incentive for dairymen to do this. And many have already done it, leading to a situation where in California, the dairy industry has already reduced its methane by 25%. So we are over halfway at achieving the 40% reduction goal, which is simply said phenomenal.
Absolutely. A lot has already been done, and it seems like there's a pretty clear course of action that can be put in place to make even further improvements on emission levels. And for those that might want to get a little deeper in the white paper and learn more about how beef and dairy sectors can become climate neutral, where can people find this paper?
So it's part of our center activity, and so you find it on the web at CLEAR, C-L-E-A-R, CLEAR. ucdavis.edu, and there you find the paper straight on the incoming page.
Very good. Again, Frank Mitlerner, professor and air quality specialist and director of the CLEAR Center at UC Davis, providing us with some of the information presented in a recent white paper. Frank, thanks again for taking the time with us here this morning.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.